That's next question is first name is A as in apple, B as in boy, E L A R O. Last name is A L A N I S. He was born. He was born 4/15/36. Our patient is an 86-year-old gentleman, currently on hospice with requiring hospice care because of advanced Alzheimer's dementia. Patient lives in a group home currently. He has children that they live in Mexico. He's widowed. He has an extensive history of smoking, but no alcohol use in the past. Period. Surgery includes a hip surgery a year ago, most recently. Under social, has a brother, 88 years old, and a niece that sees about his care, Maria Gonzalez, sees about his affair. Patient recently was at a group home, and patient's niece goes and visits him on a regular basis. Medication includes Remeron, 15 milligram, Risperidone vitamins, and Flomax. Patient is totally ADL dependent. He's able to walk with a walker. He otherwise is chair bound. He weighs 90 pounds. He's lost a tremendous amount of weight. Also suffers from COPD. He has chronic hypoxemia and O2 in place with and uses inhalers on a PRN basis. Medical problems, BPH, anemia, end-stage Alzheimer's, review of system. As above, most significant for weight loss, not eating, agitation, sundowner syndrome, severe sleeping, 12 to 16 hours a day, allergy, non-family history, diabetes, high cholesterol, hypertension. Patient is ADL dependent, wears a diaper, is bowel and bladder incontinent, period. Physical exam, 100 over 60, pulse is 100, respiration is 22, O2 is in place. Heart, positive, one positive, two, tachycardic, lungs, coarse breath sounds, bronchi, abdomen, soft, but scaphoid, lower trimmies, shows muscle wasting, severe neurological, severe weakness noted, especially with movement of the lower extremity. Neck looks thin with good carotid upstroke. Assessment, number one, end-stage dementia. Number two, patient is very confused, is agitated at times, requiring medication for agitation around the clock. Patient also has BPH. Patient has lost weight. He definitely has end-stage dementia. Given his muscle wasting, decreased appetite, and agitation. Next number is COPD. Next number is O2 dependency. Next number is overall prognosis remains poor. Next number is patient is hospice appropriate, expected to live less than 6 months. Next number, care was discussed with patients. Family, Maria Gonzalez. Next number, let's see, what should we put down? Total ADL dependency, next number is bowel and bladder incontinence. Next number, patient is on two different antipsychotics. We'll assess the need for both of these medications per medical director, and we'll bring to his attention to see if one could be tapered off. Thank you.